This is KUT. There's a change that's become more popular on streets in downtown Austin. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey tells us why.
Let's go to Colorado Street. Colorado stretches from the Capitol to Cesar Chavez. It wasn't much to look at when I went Wednesday. It was under construction. You see, until today, Colorado Street was a one-way street. You could only go south or down. But now, the city of Austin's giving Colorado another direction, making this one-way street a two-way road.
This is absolutely a trend.
Billy Riggs is a professor at the University of San Francisco. He says in the last two decades, more cities have been changing their downtown streets from one-way to two-way. One reason? Safety.
It comes across as counterintuitive, right? You think that, oh, well, if pedestrians only have to look one direction, that's a safer environment for them.
With two-way streets, says Riggs, the threat of oncoming traffic makes drivers pay more attention.
Creating an uncertain environment is the best thing we can do for you as a driver to get you to drive safer.
In 2015, Riggs published a study on streets in Louisville, Kentucky. He looked at the number of car crashes on several city roads, and he found once streets had changed from one-way to two-way, there was a decrease in monthly car crashes, up to a 60% decline. On Wednesday, workers laid new dividing lines on Colorado Street, double yellow instead of single white. One woman stood out among the men working.
Yeah, I'm Lee Austin. I'm the central area engineer for Austin, Texas.
Austin tells me Colorado Street is actually getting back to its roots. You see, Colorado was changed from two-way to one-way in 1950, along with Brazos, 7th, and 8th Streets. More streets were converted to one-way later on.
You can look at developments from the 70s, and we totally prioritized the car. And we didn't prioritize pedestrians, we didn't prioritize bicycles.
Two-way conversions mean that thinking's changing, says Austin. Over the past decade, Brazos and Cesar Chavez have also been changed back to two-way. A plan approved by the city council in 2011 calls for this trend to continue. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.